From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
Tomorrow marks 100 days since WHO was notified of the first cases of pneumonia with unknown cause from China.
That was Tedros Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the World Health Organization, speaking at World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva on Thursday.
It's incredible to reflect on how dramatically the world has changed in such a short period of time.
Governments around the world have been scrambling to deal with the aftermath of what is in essence a shutdown of the global economy unprecedented in human history. In world capitals from Beijing to Washington, one major concern before national governments has been how to get citizens back to their home countries that have been traveling abroad. This was Maria Zakharova, spokesperson for Russia's foreign ministry, at her weekly press conference in Moscow Thursday.
Good afternoon. We are breaking all our traditions. They are broken all over the world already. The schedule of the MFA of Russia is completely focused on the situation with Russian citizens abroad. We have two directions. We ensure that our citizens return to the homeland, and we provide financial, logistical, and other kinds of assistance to those who remain abroad. I usually answer questions at the end of my briefing. However, in this case, as I have already mentioned, we have broken all the traditions. I have compiled all the questions that we have received due to the situation with Russian citizens abroad, citizens who require assistance in these hard times for all the world. These questions are as follows. What measures does the ministry take? How many Russian citizens are waiting to return to their homeland? What are the problems? How do we select citizens who receive assistance in order to return to their homeland? When do we intend to complete this process? Do the citizens have to pay for their air tickets, or it is decided on an individual case-by-case basis? What are the regions with the most number of Russian citizens? What are the best ways to act for those who can still remain abroad? Should they be quarantined or should they return to Russia? How is financial assistance provided? How are they notified? Why are there discrepancies in official information? These are the main questions, as well as other questions that we have received, and now we'd like to provide a complex answer. First and foremost, I would like to mention that, unfortunately, if we are talking about the situation in the world, in the context of the spread of the coronavirus, over the recent week, the coronavirus pandemic continued to spread at a high rate. The pandemic has affected 180 states. The number of cases abroad is also on the rise. And now let us turn to the situation in Russia. On Monday, on April the 6th, Russia resumed air flights to assist our citizens to return from abroad. As it has already been mentioned by the head of the operative headquarters to prevent the importation and spread of the new coronavirus infection in Russia, Tatiana Golikova. I would like to remind you that in order to collect data on Russian citizens who wish to return to their homeland, as well as information on the state of Russian citizens abroad, a form has had to be filed through the Gusasluge website. This information is collected and processed in accordance with Russian law on personal data. This information is processed by the Ministry of Communications of Russia, as well as by state authorities, which under the laws are involved in this process. We call upon everyone. To make sure they get information from Gosusluge website. There is a lot of material being published in the media. There is a lot of data on different websites, but I would like to emphasize that the main source of information regarding scheduled flights, actions that should be undertaken if a flight has been confirmed and a person has been notified that he has been registered for the flight. First and foremost, everyone has to go to the website called Gosusluge. I would also like to mention that based on the data provided, citizens who intended to fly to Russia but were unable to do so due to the cancellation of air flights will receive financial assistance up until a time when they return to Russia or regular flights are resumed. It is not the Ministry of Foreign Affairs that provides this assistance, it is the Russian government. Sometimes people say that these sources are allocated by the Russian MFA, but in reality we are talking about the Russian government. This money will be used in order to accommodate Russian citizens abroad. Not everyone can cover those expenses. Some are in need of emergency aid. Now turning to numbers. We have received information about approximately 25.5 thousand citizens who have filed such requests. Over 24,000 forms have already been processed. Maybe the numbers have already changed. However, it doesn't matter because the prevailing number of requests has already been processed and they continue to be processed. Around 4,000 people have already begun to receive these payments as of today. Around 4,000 people have already received material assistance and they will continue to receive it on a daily basis up until a moment when they return to Russia or when regular air flights are resumed. Today, a commission working in the Russian MFA will analyze a great number of requests that it has received when it comes to providing material assistance. We believe that by tomorrow, around 2,000 more requests will be processed. The Russian government has allocated the relevant sum to the MFA. You can see this information on the website of the Russian government. These payments are deposited on the credit cards of citizens within 48 hours from the moment they file their request. This is connected to the work of the Ministry's Commission, which processes these requests and makes the relevant decision. According to the decree of the Russian government, as of the 3rd of April 2020, citizens who have return tickets for the period from the 16th of March to the 31st of May are eligible to receive this assistance. This aid amounts to 2.4 thousand rubles per person per day and 1.6 thousand rubles per day per child under 14. Those who have no tickets for that period may receive assistance in accordance with the decree of the government on providing aid to citizens who are abroad without means of existence. I would like to draw your attention on the principles earlier published on the website of the Russian Transport Ministry. Rosaviation Working Group is guided by those principles, and it is this group that is in charge of coordinating the transportation of Russian citizens by air from foreign states to Russia. At the moment, Russians who left Russia after the 1st of January 2020 can be eligible to board such flights. I would like to draw your attention to the fact that the flights for which Russian citizens have registered at the Gosusluge website but failed to board was the result of the fact that the date of their arrival to a foreign state was before the 1st of January. Thus, who have been staying for a long time abroad, for example, those who have permanent residence or citizenship of this or that country, will have to wait, because our priority attention is focused on those who left Russia after the 1st of January. I would also like to mention, and once again draw your attention to the fact that all people who have traveled abroad after the 1st of January must be registered at the Gosusluge website. I must emphasize it in order to draw everyone's attention to this moment. Based on these data, emergency evacuation flights lists are being composed. There are many questions asked by the media and by our citizens. What is the essence of this list? Who are composing them? I can quote a media outlet that these terms of reference have passed to the Ministry of Communications. We are not talking about powers, we are talking about a change in the algorithm of providing assistance to leave a state. At this stage, some people have registered at the website not only to receive material assistance, but also to understand the logistics of these evacuation flights. When making a decision and organizing such flights, we focus on the epidemiological situation in our country. We work with regions, and I would like to mention that evacuation flights are formed on the principle of areas of destination. We have to realize that Russian citizens are not only those citizens who are abroad, but also those who are in Russia. We must take into account interests of all our citizens. Given this situation, based on the epidemiological situation in the country, the algorithm of work has been changed. The situation called for such changes. Now all this work is being carried out through Gosusluge website. I would like to reiterate once again, this is a complex topic. It resembles an integral, because this is not a fixed scheme. This is an algorithm that has to be adopted depending on the changes in the situation, and there are many unknowns as of today. First, we have to take into account the situation in the country where people are stranded. If there are quarantine measures, if there are transport or traveling limitations within the country, if there are problems with arriving to the point of departure. We also focus on forming lists for flights, depending on where the plane is proceeding to, whether it goes to a certain town or a certain region. We take into account whether citizens who want to be evacuated by this flight, the capabilities to continue living in such a state, in such a country, in such a town or in such a region. This is teamwork in its truest sense. Various ministries and structures are cooperating between themselves, as well as air companies' leadership. First and foremost, we are talking about the transport ministry of our country, Rosaviation, the MFA, Роспотребнадзор, and, as I have mentioned, air companies' representatives. Naturally, this work is coordinated by the headquarters. The work is being carried out 24/7, and our embassies also actively participate in the process. Depending on the humanitarian situation, depending on the changing circumstances in the countries where our citizens are stranded, we might tailor our work to become more efficient. Now, I'm not talking about the foreign ministry, but rather about all the members of the working group dedicated to transporting Russians to Russia. Some of the deficiencies and problems which arose over these 2 days in the course of flights have been taken into account now. And I will once again emphasize, we will continue to coordinate this work and improve its efficiency. I would like to reiterate once again, the algorithm we have developed as of today will allow us to ensure the necessary conditions to contain the spread of the coronavirus in our country while ensuring the interest of our citizens both abroad and in our country. Russians returning home must realize that the flights might not be free of charge. This is one of the most popular questions. How can the citizens pay? This information has been repeatedly provided after the session of the working group. All the information is available on the website of Rosaviation and the Ministry of Transport. Госуслуги also provides the necessary information, but I would like to draw your attention to the messages published as press releases after the meetings of the 2 or 3 sessions of the working group. I will once again repeat what has already been stated. If the citizens have unused tickets of a foreign company, the logistical crisis which led to the inability of Russian citizens leaving the countries abroad and returning to Russia was caused by the collapse of foreign air companies. So, if they have unused tickets of a foreign air company, they must be ready to pay 200 euros for a person if they are flying from Europe and 400 euros if they are boarding a long-distance flight. There are discounts for children. The passenger will have to settle the matters of compensation with foreign companies on an individual basis, including through court. If a passenger has an unused ticket of a Russian air company, a decision has been made that such a passenger will be allowed to board the plane free of charge based on that ticket, and Russian companies later will make the necessary calculations between themselves. I would like to also draw your attention to the fact that the schedule of evacuation is formed, factoring in different quotes. Moscow may receive 500 people per day, while regional airports may receive up to 200 people per day. All these decisions are made available at the websites of the relevant Russian structures. However, we will also provide all the necessary links One of the most important questions, which I have mentioned, is the occupancy rates of the flights. I have already stated that logistics and algorithm of forming flights are quite complex. The temporary limits we have to take into account when our citizens left our country and went abroad. We have also taken into account where the flight is going, what is the destination. Upon developing the algorithm, the need to take all the possible measures in order to stop a new wave of the coronavirus in our country was taken. We have different examples. Sometimes it was a success, sometimes not so much. I would like to mention one of these flights from Bangkok to Moscow. It was full. All the 402 seats were occupied, even though, in fact, there were even more passengers, some children were traveling on the knees of their parents. These are successful examples that we are going to guide our actions by.
We work along with our task force and all other colleagues from the above-mentioned agencies. And by the way, we got a chance to meet a lot of people over the past few days. I'd like to give a special emphasis to the fact that these measures were taken on the basis of relevant acts or executive orders. We have done everything in our power for them to be open, transparent, and accessible. We did so in order to help our citizens to see what is being done, what decisions are being made, as well as for the media who are closely following this work. There is something else I'd like to say on the subject. Everyone is going through a difficult time. The people who got stranded on the islands that looked like paradise not too long ago, but as well as for people who think round the clock how to help the previous category of people to get out of there. But this is nothing compared to the difficulties doctors, nurses, and caring personnel in hospitals and other healthcare centers and helping those who caught the disease. They're going through a difficult time. And we need to show patience. I'm not telling that this patience is endless, but I'd like to reassure you that we are doing everything in our power to resolve this difficult situation the world has never encountered before. It is indeed a challenge, and we have taken it up. On one hand, these are going to be pretty words, but at the same time, it is a specific, non-stop work of a number of agencies and a host of people. I'd like to give a separate mention to our embassies and to give you an answer to why sometimes you can't reach them. They receive thousands of calls per day. It's one of the explanations. It doesn't mean, however, that embassies can ignore this work. I would also like to call upon all our compatriots who get back to Russia to be responsible about their health and that of people around them, to observe the self-isolation regime or quarantine, if necessary, for 14 days. Let me also point out that in this case, you need to be guided by provisions that have been put in place in the relevant region. But we want to draw your particular attention to the fact that these measures have been taken. Another question we received. Here it is. From the point of view of the epidemiological situation, what's the best course of action for those who does not have an opportunity to get back to Russia? Should we respect the quarantine abroad, or should we get back to Russia? First, you need to make your decision based on the factors only you can know. There is no common recipe. But you need to understand that all movements, all travel are further strain for many systems due to the fact that many people abroad are infected. You need to factor this in when you make your decision, if you have such an opportunity, of course. It's not a call, but it is information you need to consider. If you have such an opportunity to take care of your health right now when you are abroad, perhaps this option could be taken as well. Because all travel and staying outside brings about, according to all representatives of medical institutions, the people charged with this task, further strain on medical institutions. I reiterate, everyone needs to give an answer to this question themselves, taking into account all relevant factors. Yes, and the essential point is, there is good news and this is wonderful. Just 30 minutes ago, maybe 40, another plane left Rome and it carries around 120 Russians on board. Moscow and Moscow region are hosting them. And this is the result of joint works of many agencies and many regions. And I'd like to thank them for doing their utmost to bring about the arrival of these citizens who were quarantined in their country of state for 2 weeks. They did everything in their power to make this arrival comfortable. They worked round the clock to make it possible. Despite the fact that employees of relevant agencies were absolutely, totally exhausted. And the people who stayed abroad were exhausted too, because their flights were postponed by a foreign airline around 5 times. And now we get back to our traditional topic, international relations. The format has changed, but the international relations have not. They continue to develop. And there are topics related to the coronavirus. We can't cease to wonder with the cynicism of people who use the coronavirus subject. I'm speaking about the information campaign led by Western countries. It is with befuddlement that we see attempts of certain American media, including high-ranking officials, to accuse Russia of a disinformation campaign against the US regarding the infection pandemic. We specifically requested comments from the DOS regarding the factual corroboration of such claims which were made by officials of the US. No comprehensible explanation was received, let alone any proof. We can see various conspiracy theories and speculations about COVID-19 being man-made, running rampant in the American segment of the web.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio,
I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.